Assemblyman Louis Malevsky Jr. of Stevens Point says that after 2 weeks of consultation, he has decided not to run for the seat being vacated by Dave Obey.
I know I'll disappoint some people by not entering in the race, but at this point, the goal is to elect the Democratic nominee. That's Julie Lassa.
Malevsky is the latest in a string of potential challengers to Lassa to throw his hat out of the ring, apparently keeping her and the Democratic Party from a costly and divisive primary battle. Republican Walter John Chilson, who was Obey's first opponent back in 1969, says 41 years later, Democratic Party leaders are doing an end run around the voters.
It appears there was a concerted effort on the part of the Democratic higher-ups to dissuade anyone else from running. I really am disappointed that the general public is not able to have a voice in making that decision.
Malevsky denies that Dave Obey or anyone in the Democratic Party pressured him to get out of the race.
I spoke with Congressman Obey. I've spoke with people in the party. I would be checking my Democratic card at the door here if I was told that I had to get out of the race.
The Republicans are in the midst of their own primary battle between Ashland County District Attorney Sean Duffy and Portage County farmer Dan Milkey. Both have busy schedules today. Duffy has a Facebook town hall meeting with Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. Milkey is scheduled to appear on the Fox News Network. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.